Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, folks. Welcome to another episode of Luke's English Podcast. It's back. It's another audio one. Brilliant, yeah? Brilliant. I hope you've been enjoying the video podcasts, the interviews that I did in London recently. Hope you've enjoyed them. But here's another audio podcast for you to listen to. You might notice there's a slight difference in my voice this time. And that's because, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a cold. I've got a sore throat, which is making my voice sound like this. It sounds quite husky, yeah? And I was thinking before I recorded this, I thought, oh, I can't do a podcast because I'm losing my voice. Because I've got this sore throat, I can't do a podcast because my voice sounds different or it sounds strange. But then I thought, no, I can do a podcast, even though my voice sounds a bit husky, because I think it actually sounds quite cool. It sounds good, I reckon. It sounds quite sexy, don't you think? And maybe that's just my opinion. Well, as a matter of fact, it's not just my opinion, because Some of the female friends that I've got have mentioned to me that they actually prefer hearing my voice sound like this, because it makes me sound sexy. It makes me sound even more sexy than normal. Yeah, brilliant. Anyway, I thought that just because I'm feeling a bit under the weather with this sore throat, I thought that I'd make this podcast all about health. So the podcast today is full of good vocabulary, all related to health. So that's what you can expect from Luke's English Podcast this time. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm sick. I'm under the weather, but in a few days, I'm gonna feel better. I've been coughing and sneezing all day and all night. But don't worry about me, I'm gonna be alright. I think I'm coming down with a cold. It gets worse and worse the more you get old. My doctor, he told me, you're gonna be fine, Luke. It's just a cold, you're not suffering from swine flu.
Yeah, that's my, like, being ill rap, okay? Because, you know, when I'm sick, I start rapping. So that explains that. So in this podcast, basically, I'm just going to explain some phrasal verbs and expressions which are related to the subject of being ill and being sick. All right, so I'm just going to go through a list of expressions which I've written down here, which I think might be useful. And I'm going to explain them, and I'm going to give you some examples, okay? So that's it. It's all like phrasal verbs and really useful expressions, okay? Right, so what's the first one, Luke? I know that's the question you're asking yourself, isn't it? But Luke, what's the first expression? Well, the first expression is to be under the weather. To be under the weather. So, for example, oh, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm a bit under the weather, to be honest. I'm a bit under the weather, right? And if you're under the weather, it just means you're feeling a bit ill, right? It probably means that you're feeling like you've got a cold, or that you've got a cold, essentially. So, you know, you get like seasonal colds, usually when the weather gets a bit colder, and you catch a cold, and then you feel like you've got a bit of a headache, you feel a bit tired, maybe a bit of a sore throat. Oh, I feel a bit under the weather today. So it just means you feel a bit ill. Another expression which means that you feel a bit ill is to be off colour. Off colour. So how are you feeling? Oh, I'm a bit off colour today, actually. So to be a bit off colour, or to be off colour. And that just means to feel a bit ill again. Right? So you might say, for example, you might go to work and say to your boss, "Oh, hello, Mr. Boss." And your boss says, "Hi, Luke, how are you today?" You say, "Oh, well, actually, I'm feeling a bit off colour today. Do you think I could go home early?" And your boss goes, no, you can't go home early because you've got lots of important work to do. Sorry." And then you say, "But, you know, I'm feeling under the weather and a bit off colour. Can't I just go home early so I can go to bed?" And your boss goes, "Well, no, Luke, you can't. Because, you know, you need a doctor's note to prove that you're ill." And then I'd say to him, all right then. Well, then I quit. So, you know, see how that grabs you. I quit. You can take your job and stuff it. All right. And then your boss goes, "Okay, all right, Luke, don't worry. You know, you're important to the company. We need you here. So, okay, you can have the afternoon off." And then you go home. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, I'm rambling a bit now. So, to be under the weather and to be off colour. Right, next expression is a phrasal verb, and it means to pick something up, or to pick up a cold, or to pick it up. So you might, and that means to catch it, or to catch a cold. So you might say to your friend, "Oh yeah, I've got a bit of a cold at the moment. I think I picked it up on the bus yesterday. Because there were loads of people coughing and everyone seemed to be ill on the bus. So I'm sure I picked it up on the bus yesterday." Yeah, so to pick up a cold or to pick something up means to catch a cold or catch an illness. Pick it up. Right, number four, next expression is to come down with something. To come down with something. So to come down with something means that you get ill with something, you become ill. So, you know, your friend says to you, Hi, Luke, how are you? And you go, "Oh, I'm not too good, actually. I think I'm coming down with something." Yeah? "I think I'm coming down with something." And your friend says, "Oh, really? What's the matter?" You say, "Oh, I've got a bit of a sore throat and I'm feeling kind of tired and I've got a headache. I think I'm coming down with something. I might have picked up a cold. On the bus the other day," or something like that. Right, next one, let's see, next expression is to get over it. Get over it, right? And to get over it, you might say, it's taking me a long time to get over my cold, right? To get over it just means to recover from something, okay? So you'd say, you know, if you've got a cold, you know, just after a few days, you'll get over it. So after a few days, you'll recover. You'll get over it. Okay, so to get over it, to recover. Next expression would be, let's see, to fight it off. To fight it off, right? So you'd say, you know, I've got a cold, but I'm not going to stay at home in bed. I'm going to go to work and try and fight it off. And that means you have to, you know, try hard to get better. And you do that by, you know, getting up in the morning and being active and eating good food and being positive, and you try and fight it off. So I've got a cold, but I'm just going to fight it off by going to work and just being energetic, right, to fight it off. Similar expression is to shake it off, or to shake something off, right? And that means to, you know, recover from an illness by trying to recover from it. It's similar to fight it off, to shake it off, you know. And you might say, "Oh, I've had this cold for days and days, and I just can't shake it off," right? That means you've been trying to recover, but you just can't recover because the cold is really like staying with you, right? I just can't shake it off. Let's see. Very common phrasal verb is to look after someone. To look after someone. So you might, for example, call your friend on the telephone and your friend picks it up and goes, "Hello?" And you go, "Hi, is that John?" "Yeah, it's John. Hi there, it's Luke. How are you?" "Oh, I'm a bit under the weather, to be honest. Yeah, I think I might have picked something up. Oh, no, that sounds bad. What, have you come down with something? Yeah, I think I'm coming down with a cold. Oh, that sounds bad. Oh, dear. Do you want me to come over and look after you? Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll come over later and we can just watch some DVDs or something and I'll cook some food for you. How does that sound? Oh, yeah, that sounds fantastic. Oh, that's great. All right, see you later. Bye, for example. So that's to look after someone. Next one, let's see. To pass out. To pass out. And if you pass out, it means you faint, right? So if you pass out, it means that, let's say, usually when you're sick and you feel very weak, you might suddenly fall asleep and fall over. That means that you pass out. For example, if you can imagine, you're very, very sick, you're sitting in your chair at home, and you feel so sick, and suddenly you fall asleep. You don't want to fall asleep, and it happens very suddenly, but you pass out. And it's very serious if you pass out, because it means you're very, very ill. So you could say that to pass out means to faint as well. If you pass out when you're standing up, you will fall down and fall onto the floor. It's very dangerous to pass out. It happens when you're very weak and sick. The next phrasal verb is to throw up. To throw up. And to throw up means to vomit or to puke. Vomit is the kind of standard like medical term. To puke is the informal kind of slang word for it. And to throw up is just a very common conversational phrasal verb, which means to vomit. And obviously that means when all the food in your stomach comes out of your mouth and you go like that. It's disgusting, really disgusting. But sometimes when you're ill, you throw up. So, yeah, you might, you know, go to the doctor's and the doctor says, "So, what's the matter?" And you say, "Well, doctor, I've got a terrible stomach ache and I've been throwing up a lot. In fact, I think I'm going to throw up right now, doctor." And you throw up all over the doctor. And the doctor's standing there with vomit all over him. Oh, disgusting. Who would choose to be a doctor? You know, all that happens to you as a doctor is you meet people and you get lots of disgusting bodily fluids all over you. Like maybe blood or vomit or, you know, urine. Yeah, that's the life of a doctor. I'm glad I'm an English teacher and not a doctor. Because, you know, I haven't, none of my students have thrown up on me yet. You know, there's still time. So that's to throw up. Let's see. Next one is to swell up. To swell up, right? Just if something swells up, it means it gets bigger, probably because it's filled with water, like a part of your body gets bigger because there's a problem with it. So, for example, if you're playing football and if you're playing football and you twist your ankle, right, that means maybe maybe you jump in the air and then you land on your foot, but you land really badly and you hurt your ankle, then sometimes your ankle will swell up, okay? It means it gets bigger and fills with water because there's a problem with it. But also when you have a cold, your glands swell up. Glands. Glands are like parts of your body which produce hormones or produce saliva, and you have a lot of glands around your throat. And when you're sick, when you've got a cold, your throat swells up. Actually, it's the glands in your throat that swell up, and it feels horrible, and it affects your voice, and they're very painful. So that's to swell up. Swollen is the adjective. So you could say, for example, my throat is very swollen, or my glands are swollen, yeah? So that's kind of, that's kind of it for the expressions that I wanted to teach you. But what I'm going to teach you now is lots of very common symptoms. Common symptoms. Now, symptoms are like specific like problems that you have when you're ill. So, for example, if you have flu, then your symptoms will be a headache, a sore throat, aches and pains, for example. So the illness is flu, and the symptoms are all of the different problems you have when you get flu. So what I'm going to do now is just list lots of symptoms, and then I'll explain them afterwards. And I'm going to do this by reading a kind of conversation to you. And that's a conversation between me, played by me, and a friend, also played by me. Okay, so here's the conversation, right? And this is quite a useful conversation because it's the sort of conversation you have with someone when you're sick. And so it's like this. Hi, how's it going? Oh, not too good, really. No, you sound a bit ill. Yeah, I'm a bit under the weather, actually. Oh, really? What's the matter? Oh, well, I think I've got flu or a cold or something. I don't know. Oh, really? What are your symptoms? Well, just the usual things, you know, a sore throat, a headache, a cough, aches and pains, cold chills, a stomach ache. It hurts when I swallow. My glands are swollen up. I've been throwing up quite a lot. I'm sneezing all the time. I've got a stiff neck and a bad back. My lips are dry. I feel a bit dizzy. I'm losing my voice. I've got gas and indigestion. I've got diarrhea and my joints ache. I've lost my appetite and I don't have any energy or enthusiasm for anything, really. My hands are shaking. I feel drowsy. I'm wheezing quite a lot. I've got lots of phlegm and catarrh. I get cold sweats at night. I've got lots of mouth ulcers and I feel really dehydrated. I can't sleep properly or get comfortable when I sit down. I keep sniffing and blowing my nose and I've got a cold sore on my lip. And to top it all off, I've got athlete's foot and a sprained ankle and a broken leg. As well. That's it, really. Uh-huh. Have you seen a doctor? No. No, I haven't, actually. That's a good idea. Oh, I'll do that, then. Yeah, you should do that, because you sound really, really, really ill. Oh, okay. I'll go to the doctors. Thanks for your advice. There's no problem. Have a nice day. Thanks, you too. Bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Right. So that's the end of the conversation. And so I listed lots of really ridiculous symptoms. They're actually very common symptoms, but it's not very common to have all of those symptoms at the same time. If you did have all of those symptoms at the same time, it would probably mean that you're seriously ill. Usually when you have a cold or a flu, you just have when you have a cold or the flu, you just have a few of those symptoms. So anyway, let me try and explain to you what those symptoms mean. I've already explained some of them, but here we go. So, a sore throat. Well, a sore throat means you've got a painful throat. Probably, you know, like me now. So when I eat food, it sort of hurts, so I've got a sore throat. A headache. Well, everyone knows. It means your head hurts. Your head aches. You've got a headache. Let's see, a cough, I've got a cough, and that means you're doing this a lot. So that's a cough, I've got a cough.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've got aches and pains. So aches and pains just means that in your body, you know, your whole body hurts. Like your legs ache, your arms ache. I've got aches and pains. Very common when you have the flu. I've got cold chills. Cold chills. And that's when you get sort of cold feelings, usually down your back or in your body. Suddenly, you feel cold. I've got cold chills. Even though, for example, if you're wearing lots of sweaters and lots of clothes and you've got a blanket wrapped around you, but you still feel cold. I've got cold chills. Yeah? Okay, cold chills. I've got a stomach ache. A stomach ache. My stomach aches. That just means, you know, you've got pain in your stomach. In the middle of your body, yeah, in your belly. I've got stomach ache, very common. It hurts when I swallow. Well, it hurts just means it's painful. And when I swallow, well, to swallow is when you do this. Right? You know, like when you drink or when you eat, when you go. Right. So it hurts when I swallow. So that's very common when you've got a sore throat. Or when your glands are swollen, you can say, well, it hurts when I swallow, okay? My glands are swollen up. I've already explained that. Don't need to explain it again. Next one is, I've been throwing up quite a lot. Well, I don't need to explain that because I've already explained it. Next one is, I'm sneezing all the time. I'm sneezing all the time. And to sneeze is when you go, achoo! Like that. To sneeze. So, I'm sneezing all the time. Just means, achoo! Achoo! God! Oh, I'm sneezing all the time. And and coughing as well. I'm sneezing all the time. Next one. I've got a stiff neck and a bad back. A stiff neck is just when, perhaps it hurts when you move your head from left to right. And it hurts in your neck. You feel like you can't move your neck very easily. I've got a stiff neck. And a bad back. Well, a bad back, it just means backache. My back hurts. My back aches. I've got backache. I've got a bad back. Let's see. My lips are dry. And that's very common in the winter when it's very cold outside. It's easy to understand, really. My lips are dry. And you have to use like cream or lip cream on your lips to help to moisturize them. So my lips are dry. I feel a bit dizzy. Well, if you're dizzy, it means, for example, when you stand up, you kind of go, whoa, 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 like that, because you feel like you're going to fall over. Dizzy. If you want to know what it feels like to be dizzy, just stand in the middle of the room and just spin round, like turn round and round and round and round and round lots and lots and lots of times, and then try and walk in a straight line. You can't do it because you feel dizzy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like if you drink too much alcohol, you feel dizzy. Right, it just means you can't stand up straight. You feel dizzy. Okay, let's see. I'm losing my voice. I'm losing my voice. Well, it's similar to me now. If you're losing your voice, it means you start speaking a bit like this, right? So I'm losing my voice. Let's see. I've got gas. Well, gas just means, well, you've got lots of air in your body. And specifically, it means that you're farting a lot, right? To fart is when gas comes out of your bottom, right? And you make a kind of noise. Actually, it makes a noise a bit like this. If for example. And that wasn't actually me farting, that was just me demonstrating it by using my hands. It's very childish, isn't it? Actually, when I was a little child, I really used to enjoy doing that. And to be honest, I still enjoy doing it today. It's great fun. It's quite disgusting. I'm going to do it again now. Sorry. Yeah, very childish. But that's what it sounds like when you've got gas or when you fart a lot. And the other one was, I've got indigestion. Indigestion means that it's very difficult to digest food. So your stomach hurts because you're not digesting food very well. And probably your stomach will make lots of noises. So that's indigestion. It's difficult to digest food. Next one is, I've got diarrhea. Diarrhea. And that's a very common problem. And it means when you go to the toilet and do a poo, the poo comes out like liquid. Yeah, it's really disgusting. So, you know, if you've got diarrhea, sometimes you'll get stomachache and then you have to run to the toilet and sit down really quickly and then, bang, loads of poo comes out quickly and it's liquid. And sometimes it hurts. Yeah, that's diarrhea. It's not very nice at all. Okay, when you have diarrhea, you have to drink lots of water because it's easy to get dehydrated. So the other one is my joints ache. My joints ache. Your joints are, you know, places like your elbows, your knees, your ankles, your wrists. All those places where your body bends, right? Those are your joints. So it's very common when you're feeling ill that your joints hurt. So you can say, oh, my joints ache. It happens when you get old as well. My joints ache. I've lost my appetite. Your appetite is, well, when you want to eat. So if you lose your appetite, it means you don't feel hungry or you just don't want to eat anything. So I've really lost my appetite. I don't want to eat anything. I don't have any energy or enthusiasm for anything, really. Well, that's obvious, that's clear. It means I don't have energy and I don't want to do anything. My hands are shaking. Well, when you're ill, sometimes if you hold your hand up, your hand will be moving, shaking. Like, for example, when you're very cold, your hands shake. Sometimes when you're ill, your hands shake as well. They just move and you can't control them. They sort of, yeah. Like, for example, when you're very, very cold. My hands are shaking. I feel drowsy. Drowsy means that you want to fall asleep. So, oh, God, I feel so drowsy. Yeah, it just means that you really want to fall asleep. I'm wheezing quite a lot. Wheezing. And that means you're having problems breathing. And it makes a sound when you breathe. So, I'm wheezing quite a lot. I've got a lot of phlegm and catarrh. Well, phlegm and catarrh, that's kind of like, wow, it's disgusting. But it's like stuff in your throat or in your lungs. And when you have phlegm, you have to... Right? It's like all of the spit, but it's green. And it's in your throat and in your lungs. And right, like that. What a disgusting podcast this is. Absolutely disgusting. But very important, I think you'll agree. Extremely important. Health. You know, you've got to know how to describe your symptoms and your illnesses. Imagine if you're very sick and you're in a foreign country, or if you're in an English-speaking country, all this language would be very important to you. Anyway, I'm wheezing quite a lot. I've got a lot of phlegm and catarrh. I get cold sweats at night. Well, cold sweats, that's when you're sweating. So that's normally you sweat when you're hot. For example, when you do exercise and lots of water, well, lots of sweat, liquid comes out of your skin. Well, if you get cold sweats, that means you're sweating, but you're still cold. So I've got cold sweats. It doesn't feel very nice at all. It might happen when you wake up at night and you're actually wet, but you're cold. It's because you're sweating. You've got cold sweats. I've got lots of mouth ulcers. Mouth ulcers. Or a mouth ulcer. A mouth ulcer is like a very sore and painful spot on the inside of your mouth. And sometimes it happens when you bite yourself. And you get a very sore spot on the inside of your mouth. Really horrible. And they're very common when you feel very tired. You get mouth ulcers in your mouth. And you need to use like some special medicine, like a kind of special stuff which you put on the mouth ulcer, and it helps to relieve the pain. Mouth ulcers. I feel really dehydrated. Dehydrated means that you don't have any water in your body. So I feel really dehydrated. Yeah. So it's very common, like I said, when you have diarrhea, it's very common to be dehydrated because all the water leaves your body when you do a poo, right? So you get dehydrated. I can't sleep properly. Well, that means, you know, you've got insomnia or it's very difficult to sleep. I can't sleep properly. And I can't get comfortable when I sit down. That just means probably because your body aches and your joints are aching. It's very difficult to feel comfortable when you sit down, right? I keep sniffing. Sniffing is when you go... right? Actually, I'm not sniffing at the moment. It's strange. My cold is just in my throat. So I've got a sore throat, but I'm not sniffing at all. But when you're sniffing, you kind of go... like that. And I keep sniffing and blowing my nose. Well, blow your nose is when you have lots of snot in your nose. Snot is the kind of liquid in your nose that makes you sniff. And when you blow your nose, you get a tissue, like a, you know, tissue paper, and you blow all of the snot out of your nose into the tissue. Again, it's disgusting, right? And you kind of go like that, and all the snot goes into the tissue. And sometimes when you've finished, you have a look at all the snot in the tissue, because if there's a lot of snot in there, sometimes you feel quite proud. I do. You know, if I've produced a lot of snot and blown it all into a tissue, I sometimes have a look because, you know, I think, oh, that was a good amount. Yeah, that was good. And then you throw it away in the toilet. Yeah, maybe that's just me. I don't know. You probably don't do that. But I do. Yeah, I'm probably just disgusting. Apparently, in Japan, it's rude if you blow your nose in public. That's what people say. I've been to Japan, though. And a lot of people told me that it's not really that rude. It's not, you know, it's not that rude. It's quite rude, though. But it's true, in Japan, people don't really do it, I think. They don't blow their nose in public. Instead, they will, for example, wear a mask, like a sort of, it looks like a surgical mask. It's like a white mask, and they wear it over their nose and mouth to try to prevent people picking up the cold that they've got. But to be honest, when I went to Japan and I saw people wearing these masks, it was pretty strange, because I thought, what are they? What are these people? Are they all doctors? Are they all surgeons? Because they, you know, it looked like lots of surgeons walking around, or maybe even ninjas. They looked a bit like ninjas. You know, I walked down the street in Japan and there's all these people with their mouths and noses covered up and you can just see their eyes. And I thought, what are they, ninjas? Like sort of ninja doctors or something? What's going on? But then I worked it out. It's like, oh, they've just got flu or they've just got a cold. So they're covering their noses and mouths. Probably a good idea. We should do that in England. But actually... another thing about those masks, it's difficult to talk to people when they have those masks on. You know, you can't see their mouths moving. So it's a bit strange, I think. Sniffing, blowing my nose. I've got a cold sore on my lip. A cold sore is like a spot on your lip. And it hurts and it's really ugly and it's red. And it's like a spot on the edge of your lip. And you know, you get it when the weather's bad or when you're feeling under the weather. And as well, to top it all off, I've got athlete's foot. Well, to be honest, athlete's foot isn't a symptom of flu. Athlete's foot is a kind of fungus that grows between your toes, but it's very common. It itches and it smells bad, and it's very common if you don't dry your feet properly. Athlete's foot. So it's common for people who do a lot of sport, if their feet sweat. If you don't keep your feet dry, you'll get athlete's foot. It's disgusting and it's smelly. And a sprained ankle. Well, I described that earlier. If you're playing football and you jump in the air and you land on your foot badly, you might hurt your ankle. And it just means that your ankle is sprained. It's not broken. It's just sprained and probably swells up and you can't walk on it and it's very painful. I've got a sprained ankle. And the last one was I've got a broken leg. Well, that everyone knows what that is. That means the bone in your leg is actually broken. And that's very serious and very painful. I've never had a broken leg. Touch wood. Hope I never have one. So that's it. That's the end of this this podcast all about being ill and being sick. I'm sure that all of you listening to this are very worried about me. Because, you know, I know that you care about me a lot. You're probably thinking, oh my God, I hope Luke is okay. I hope he's all right because he sounds quite ill. Well, I'm fine. It's just my throat. But if you're really worried, then you can, send me some money just to help me cover my medical expenses. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm just joking. I don't expect you to send me money. That's just kind of a joke, yeah? It's a kind of a long-running joke. I mean, it would be nice if people sent me money, but I don't expect you to send me money. Don't worry, it's free. It's a free podcast, okay? I do it just for fun, just so that I can talk and talk into a microphone like this and just kind of say stupid things and go like that, and have people listen to it. So that's it. That's the end of the podcast. I hope that you're well and you're not sick. I know that there is swine flu going around. Be careful of that. I think the symptoms of swine flu... I can tell you what the symptoms of swine flu are. There's a BBC website that I found recently and that tells you the symptoms of swine flu. I'm just opening the internet now and it's going to tell me. Or is it... The internet is just opening. Sorry, my computer is a little bit slow. Ah, here it is. So, symptoms of swine flu. Typical symptoms are a sudden fever or a sudden temperature. That means when the temperature of your body is too high. So, a sudden fever or sudden temperature, that's when you get a fever really quickly. And they say that it's 38 degrees centigrade or above. And a sudden cough. So that means you suddenly get a fever or suddenly sort of get a cough. And as well as that, you might feel very tired. You get cold chills, a headache, a sore throat, a runny nose and sneezing, a bad stomach, loss of appetite and diarrhea. And as well as that, aching muscles and aching joints as well. Okay, so... To be honest, the symptoms of swine flu are very, very similar to the symptoms of normal flu. If you think you've got swine flu, what you should do, if you're in Britain, there's a phone number that you can call. Let's see. Okay, if you want to get advice on swine flu, I suggest that you do a Google search for the World Health Organization. So you should do a Google search, World Health Organization swine flu. I will add a link on the website to this BBC article, which will give you lots of advice. So if you think you've got swine flu, Google World Health Organization, you can get some advice there. But of course, you should contact your doctor as well. Contact them by telephone. It's probably a good idea to stay at home and just rest and drink lots of water and try to eat. But don't go out. Don't go to work, because you know you shouldn't spread it to your colleagues or to your classmates. Okay, that's the end of my swine flu advice, and that's the end of this podcast. Take care. Bye, 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 bye. For vocabulary and definitions for this episode, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com or Google Luke's English Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.